Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is visiting with a young man from Clovis, New Mexico. He is a world champion tie-down roper and the new all-around champion of the world in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, Chad Mayfield. Congratulations. That all sounds very good.
It sounds amazing. Something I dreamed about since I was a little kid.
What did you do to follow those dreams?
I worked hard ever since I was a little kid. I was out there riding horses, roping, doing whatever I could to be able to learn this game. And, you know, ever since coming into the PRCA, I learned a lot about myself, learned more how to be a cowboy, learned more horsemanship. I mean, it's been a blessing to me, and I've gotten closer to God along the way, and know that he's put me in this situation for a lot of reasons, specifically for other kids to be able to look up to me and know that they could do whatever they want in life, because, you know, I started from nothing and just, you know, built my way up to where I am. You know, it means a lot to me for sure.
And speaking of horses, let's talk about the relationship that you have with your horses. How do you handle them? How do you treat them? Are they part of the family? What's your favorite one?
My horses are definitely part of my family. You know, I've had some special horses. The one I rode this year that helped me get this buckle was Lollipop. She won Horse of the Year as well, and she's dangster special to me. If I could build her a stall in my house, I would. I love my horses. You know, they're part of my team. If you don't have a good horse, then, you know, it's definitely a lot harder. So when you have a good one, you know, it makes getting these buckles a little easier.
What are some of the challenges that you have seen along your journey winning the world title? I believe you were in Arlington, Texas, and then this all-around title in the City of Lights in Las Vegas.
Yeah, ever since I got the one in Texas, I knew I wanted to get one here at Thomas & Mack in Vegas. And coming in this year, I knew I had an opportunity at two of them, but I wasn't going to try to eliminate myself out of both of them. You know, I wanted to leave with something. And along the way, you know, it was so many challenges, but I challenged a lot from the start of the year. You know, I found out at the first of the year I had two torn labrums and needed hip surgery on both of my hips. So I've been dealing with that all year, and things have just gotten worse, it felt like. And I've definitely battled that through the NFR, especially after round one. So that's why it makes this buckle even more special, because of what I've been dealing with.
In our business, you have to overcome the fear of getting hurt and the fear of failure, like in any other sport. How do you accomplish that?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty down on myself after the ninth round. You know, I dropped a couple spots in the average and the calf roping and took myself out of contention for a calf roping gold buckle. So, you know, that's the moments in rodeo, and you're going to have those moments all year. And like last night, I was really down on myself. But that's the thing with, you know, especially being at the NFR, when you wake up the next morning, you got to forget about the next night and come into the next day, you know, with a clear head and knowing that anything can happen and leave it in God's hands.
You were up against a very formidable field of tie-down ropers this year.
Yeah.
And for the all-around title.
Tie-down ropers were tough. The other team ropers, bull riders, were tough. You know, I went up against Junior and Coleman and Wasey Shala. And Junior already has an all-around buckle. Coleman, he's very competitive. You know, it came down to the wire with me and him. And, you know, the field of calf ropers, they're young. So you're about to see these guys around for a long time, you know. Everything, you know, it was tough. But wouldn't want to do anything else. I mean, I'm just enjoying this. And like I said, you know, I'm having fun and I'm blessed to be a part of this journey.
Yes, sir. You have a foundation of young listeners now that are across reservations across the country, and some are not, some rodeo, some don't. What would you share with them that we might say to help recruit them into our sport and be the best they can be, whether it's our sport or not?
Yeah, and that's what I've always wanted to be, is something that the kids could look up to and know that if he could do it, I could do it. Because growing up, you know, I just didn't have everything handed out to me. You know, I picked out what I wanted to do and I seeked out to do it. You know, you got to go out there and you got to put it, every bit of effort that you know, you got to put it in there, because if you put all the work in, it's going to pay off. And that's what I did with this, is put all the work in. But, you know, at the same time, you got to learn to enjoy it and set goals for yourself and, you know, go about it and just leave it in God's hands.
That's words of our champion, Clovis, New Mexico's Chad Mayfield, all around PRCA champion of the world. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, too.
Yes, sir.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.